Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
没错，这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。那么大家赶紧去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。
Hey Jen, have you watched the variety show I Am The Actor?
You mean the reality acting competition?
对，就是我就是演员这个节目。
The show where young actors are paired with veteran actors to act classic scenes in front of a live audience.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't watch the whole show, but I did watch some clips from the show because it has become a trending topic on Weibo.
是的，那么这个节目呢，最近的确是制造了很多热门话题啊。那刚刚有一个单词 trending, trend 就是趋势的意思，后面加上 ing, trending, 所以说 trending topics 就是指的热门话题了，也就是热搜。
Yeah, it's definitely a hit show. I feel like the program group sometimes create a topic to attract public attention.Thereby increasing the popularity and exposure of the program.
Exposure 就是指的曝光的意思。那么刚刚你讲到 increase the exposure of the program, 就是说节目组想要增加曝光度，对吧？
对。
那为什么这么说呢？ Why do you say that?
Well, not long ago, on Weibo, almost everyone was talking about how Zhang Ziyi lost her temper while judging the acting show.
是的，我也看了那一段视频，就是她在节目上是直接就发火了。然后刚刚讲到一个表达，就是 lose her temper. Temper 就是指的脾气嘛，那么丢了自己的脾气，所以就是表发火了。
Yeah, she raged at two actresses for their lackluster performance.
Lackluster 就是指的毫无亮点的、枯燥的。但是呢，这个单词其实是非常好记的。Lack 就是缺乏嘛 ，lust 可以表欲望。那这个东西看起来完全让人觉得没有欲望，就是 lackluster， 就是枯燥乏味的。
Yeah, so I can see that Zhang Ziyi didn't hold back. As a mentor, she was very strict and sharp.
没错，那她的点评风格的确是比较严厉的。不过在节目中呢，我记得还有一位导师，她的这个点评风格是完全不同的，相对会要温和很多，而且每一句都是非常的精准，让人信服。
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She is one of the most recognizable faces in Chinese films. 她就是演员郝蕾。
是的，在今天的节目中呢，我们就一起来聊一聊这位实力派演员郝蕾。
我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
在我就是演员这档节目中啊，其实我印象最深的就是郝蕾，他会直接的表达他自己的意见，绝不迎合。
是的，他在节目上呢就直接反驳过章子怡的观点。In the show, she directly refuted Zhang Ziyi's point of view that efforts without talent are meaningless.
Meaning 就是指的含义嘛，后面加上一个词缀 less, meaningless 就是指的毫无意义的。那么其实就是因为章子怡在节目中说过一句话，说没有天赋的努力就是没有用的。但是郝蕾她就非常直接地反驳了她的观点。
Yeah, she thinks that everyone is born with acting talent. Even herself was not a natural.
对，那么她的观点就是并非每个人都天生具有演绎的才能，而且她自己也并不是天生就有。那刚刚这里就用到了 herself was not a natural. Natural 就可以直接表天生的、有才能的。
Yeah, she even said that growing up, she has taken roles in many bad movies.But still, she gained recognition from the audience through her own efforts.
对，其实郝蕾这个演员很多人可能都没有听过，因为她其实自己就是拍烂戏长大的，至少她自己这么说。但是她最后仍然通过了自己的努力，赢得了观众的认可。那认可呢，英文就可以说 recognition， 得到认可就是 gain recognition from the audience.
Yeah, although I may have not watched much of her dramas,Her comments on the show made me feel like her words are so sincere, on point, and very convincing.
Yeah, I feel the same. 那么刚刚呢，这里有三个形容词可以来表达郝蕾在节目中的点评。第一个就是 sincere, 就是真诚的。第二个是 on point, 就直接在点上嘛，所以可以表精准到位。Mm-hmm. 那么第三个呢，就是 convincing, 意思就是令人信服的。其实我也觉得她在节目中啊，有很多精彩的高质量点评。这个呢，其实和他的自身专业素养是离不开的。
I think she's probably one of the most underrated actresses in China.
Yeah, I think so too. She's definitely underrated. 那么 underrated 这个单词呢，意思就是被低估的。Better or more important than most people believe.
对，其实这个单词也非常好记。Rate 就是评分、评估的意思嘛。那么在前面加上一个 under， 就是在什么下面。Underrated 合起来就是被低估。
没错，那再补充一个与之相反的单词，被高估的，就是把前面的 under 改成 over。Overrated 就是表示被高估的。
Yeah. So, is there any show you think is overrated, Jen?
Well, probably Cat the Musical. It's a classical and everyone seems to love it, but I'm not a big fan. So, Nora, why do you think Halle is one of the most underrated actresses in China?
Well, she has never won a Best Actress Award in her career, but her acting skill is so remarkable.
你看她演戏的话呢，就会觉得是一种享受。
That's true. Remarkable 就是表示杰出的、显著的。Mark 这个单词呢是痕迹记号的意思 Remarkable, it means exceptional or excellent
Yeah, 我记得其实他在节目中有一句话让我觉得非常的印象深刻
What did she say?
Well, she said, as an actress, I have gained so much weight But I still sit here with complete confidence Because my acting skill is something that no one can take away from me
哎，实力派就是有底气啊他的意思就是说作为一个女演员我已经胖成这样了但是呢我还是非常自信的坐在这里因为我的演技是谁也拿不走的
对那么演技在英文中就可以说 acting skill take away 这个动词就是拿走的意思、啊、
for example we can say my knowledge is something that no one can take away from me
or no one can take away my knowledge from me
对就是说我的知识是谁也拿不走的
so she became famous since she debuted in a campus drama 17 No Cry in 1997 and she has been active on the stage and big screen for over 20 years
是的 debut 就是初次登台的意思那么1997年呢她就因为荧屏首秀17岁不哭一炮而红
对而且我觉得她出道20多年以来演技就从来没有翻车过
Yeah, I think it's probably because of her passion for acting
而且我记得当时她因为正在巡演话剧就拒绝了出席金马奖最佳女配角的颁奖礼而那一届她正好就是拿了这个奖的
Yeah, she declined to show up at the award ceremony
Yeah, and she said that she just can't leave the audience there After all, the most important thing for an actress is acting
是的在她心中呢戏比天大 Acting is her number one priority
RightPriority 就是指的优先权那么 number one priority 就是指的重中之重是第一位的
She definitely makes acting her number one priority
其实出道二十多年郝蕾这个演员呢说不上高产也算不上人尽皆知但是见识过她演技的人都会觉得她是中国电影圈里独一无二的白月光
对那么今天的节目呢就到这里结束了最后再告诉大家一个好消息最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家
同时还有一个专属学习社群创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带着大家一起来学习7天这个活动呢真的特别适合想要提高英语水平的同学们限量名额200个想要报名免费体验的同学赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号私信回复888就可以加入了
That's all for today's podcast This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。